Okay? Seek me and you will know me, right? Seeking means you're going around looking, right? I'm looking. It's, you take energy. It isn't like, well, God, where are you? Seek. Lord, what's the answer? Take the energy to go to God. All right? That's what He wants you to do. With all of our hearts, He wants us to go to Him. And as we go build that love relationship with God, and He already has the love for us, the idea is the two things we're supposed to do, and like for Seth, who just became a believer recently, and all of us here, you never look at it and say, well, I need to learn a bunch of stuff before I can get this figured out. It's real simple. That's another one of Satan's lies. Love God, love others. Okay, what's that, number two here? All foundation for our life is God's love and His power. The pathways Jesus gave us for our life are to love God and love others. It's number three. Love God, love others. That's it. It's that simple. You don't need to know any more. You don't need to read any of the rest of the Bible. Should you read the Bible? Yes. Yeah. Absolutely you should. But you don't need to. Okay, but don't take what I'm saying the wrong way. You don't need to understand what God wants for you. Because Jesus said, He summed up the law and the commands in this simple thing. Love the Lord your God with your heart and soul, and love others as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. He summed it all up. Okay, He's trying to make it simple. So I say things sometimes like you don't need it just to wake you guys up. All right? And so don't take out, oh, Rick said we don't need the Bible. No, don't go there. Obviously, I've memorized all the Bible. I think it's pretty important to have. But don't believe the lie that because you don't understand the Bible enough that you can't walk with God right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't use that lie. Say, well, you just haven't been a Christian long if you don't know enough, so you can't figure out what you're supposed to do. No, it's real simple. Give glory to God and show love to us. What's love? Agape love. You know what a really good definition for agape love is? Agape love is God's love. See, there's all kinds of different love. Okay, there's a love you have for ice cream, love you have a sexual love, there's brotherly love, phileo love is a brotherly love, and there's agape love. When the Bible says husbands love your wives and love your enemies, it's not the phileo love, it's not to have good feelings for. It's agape love. It's the same thing, agape love, the same love when for God so loved the world. Same word throughout there. It's the same word. That's the word that's most commonly used in the Bible. And the best definition, I'll have to write this out sometime for you guys, but it's simple, okay? And do what's best for the other person,
amen.
No matter how you feel.
Amen.
Do what's best for the other person, no matter how you feel. So when Jesus went to the cross and died for us, that's what He did, for God so loved the world. He said, what's best for them? And what did Jesus say? Can you take this from me? Is there any way for me to get out of this? He didn't feel like going to the cross. Right? He didn't have... when it says love your enemies, it doesn't mean have good feelings towards your enemy. Do what's best for them. Right? And sometimes what's best for a brother isn't just sweetness and kindness and all this stuff. It's a hard word. Dude, you need to get your act together. You got to quit swearing at people. You got to quit going smacking on people. Okay? You got to stop doing that. All right? I'm saying Van's doing that. I don't know what he does when I'm not around. But if that was real, you take it now. And so that's love. All right? That's love because you're helping somebody be the best they can be. Okay? So understand that what that love means. And so we can do that. But here's the really hard part. What's best for the other person? Well, I'm just going to figure it out. What'd you say?
What God told you to do.
You look up. Lord, what's best? What's best for this person right now? Because we don't know. Especially us guys, when it comes to the ladies. Loving your wives. Oh my gosh, figuring it out? Or you got to be kidding. You do one thing one day, it works. You do the same thing the next day, it doesn't work. Well, what am I supposed to do? Good luck. I haven't figured that one out. All I do is I do my best. I do my best to love my wife. I do my best to do what's best for her. And then the chips fall where they do. And she'll get like 2 months later and say, yeah, I was really cranky, wasn't I? Oh, yeah.
It happens.
oh yeah, you know, and nothing I could say was going to work. Oh well, that doesn't mean I don't do it. Doesn't mean you don't do it.